My name is Tibor Antal, and I'm a statistical physicist by training, and I started working on cancer a couple of years ago, and I'm interested in stochastic models of tumor progression.
What are stochastic models?
Stochastic models are models where randomness has a big role, and most people believe that in cancer and tumor progression, randomness has a huge role. Which mutations you get, when do you get these mutations?
And how does statistics help us understand cancer?
Statistics is typically knowing some average and not knowing the details. And in physics, statistical physicists use this thing, and they know things. They can think about a gas and knowing averages, like knowing the pressure and the temperature of this gas, but not knowing how individual little molecules are moving. And in cancer, you have many cells, millions, billions of cells. And knowing, assuming some rules how these cells behave, one can try to understand how the whole tumor behaves and knowing something about the whole tumor without following individual little cells.
And are you looking at some particular property of cancer cells?
I'm looking at how tumors are turning from a benign state to a malignant state and how they're evolving, how they're acquiring new mutations and how this turns the tumor to a malignant cancer.
So describe the process of your study. You presumably don't get the sample yourself to play with, do you?
Right, so I work with experimentalists. And we discuss and we try to set up models and then try to work on these models and solve these models and then try to compare the predictions of these models to what they see in clinical data or in experiments.
So you're playing around with numbers on the computer to design a system that looks a little bit similar to what they're discovering in patients.
That's right, or try to do it even on a piece of paper with a pen next to playing on computer.
And what sort of insights have you got?
I think the main benefit is if you find a model which explains a couple of features of tumor progression, it helps you think about this whole process. And you have like a model in your head and helps you think and helps you predict things and compare other things. So we are in the process of building a model. And I think that's the biggest insight by now, that it gives you a model to think about these problems.
And does your model have any particular features that you can describe to me?
Yes, we find that these tumors, as they are evolving, they are getting worse and worse at an increasing rate. So at the beginning, from the initiation of the tumor, you might have 10 years or 20 years until it evolves into a cancer. But as it starts evolving, this evolution is speeding up. It's exponentially getting faster and faster. So at the beginning, it's evolving slower, and then it starts evolving faster and faster. And that's clear from the model, and that's something what you also see in clinical data. In a model, it would be very easy to cure cancer because you just change a couple of parameters and then a cancer would be cured. The question is which parameters or how to change these parameters and what other side effects are there. And so that's a much more complicated problem. But it's still, I think it helps thinking about the problem.
So it sounds like you'll be kept in business for a long time to come.
Yeah. I will have things to do for the next 100 years.
And what attracted you to studying cancer?
One thing is that I think it's an important question. And another thing is that I think that I can use my expertise on these systems because I work always on stochastic models and many times stochastic discrete models. And here, cancer is very stochastic and so very random and also discrete. So there you have cells, which are individual cells, which is a discrete process. So it's a discrete stochastic process. So it fits into the line of work I've been always doing.